And now in our series, Wild Sounds, we hear from the common cricket. Laurel Symes is a researcher from Dartmouth College who records and even travels with crickets.
Yeah, I try and keep them in cardboard boxes, like I close up the boxes while I'm driving in the car. As you keep driving, you'll hear one start and then two starts, and pretty soon your whole car is full of chirping crickets, and then you hit a bump and they stop. And so it just, you know, Nathaniel Hawthorne said that tree crickets are the sound of silence made audible. Well, he hasn't driven a couple hundred miles with them. They make their sound by rubbing their two front wings together. And so they have something that looks like a man's comb on one side and then just kind of a hard surface on the other side. And so they rub this thing across and it goes drink, drink, drink. But they do it so fast that all we hear is this continuous noise. As far as we know, they really just call to attract females or to keep a little territory. That's called the snowy tree cricket. It's also called the thermometer tree cricket because you can actually count the number of chirps in 13 seconds, add 40, and you can get the temperature in Fahrenheit that way. When you slow that down even more, you know, it goes chirp, chirp, chirp. Within each chirp, there are actually 8 separate pulses. So it goes din, 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 din. Din, 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 din. And if we were to speed that up to normal speed, what that would sound like is chirp, chirp. So that's Acanthus rileyi, and that's a Western species. And when you slow those chirps down, each individual chirp is actually 11 separate pulses, so that you hear 2, 3, 3, 3. They're just these little tiny insects, but you know, they have temperature dependence and the physical acoustics of their wings and you know, all these million years of evolution in this little tiny insect. I guess I've fallen in love.
Our sounds come via the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology. Thanks to NPR's Christopher Joyce for finding them. For more about chirping crickets, visit our website at npr.org.